Shavua Tov, this is Eli Nyman. We are going to be learning Lila Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zalel, Peril Bas Pinchas, Miriam Leva Basaron, Peril Bas Moshe Cheskel, Ben Shamim and Aliyah. We're learning Refuah Shleima for all those who are sick. We're learning, and we're davening to have Refuah Shleima, Mirashir B'Yisklus for Israel and for Kol Yisrael. This week's parasha was, of course, today that we read in the Torah, it was Parshas Yisro. And the highlight of Parsha Sisro, well, really I shouldn't say that, but one of the big, one of the things that stands out were, of course, the Aseres HaDibros. And what I like to do is, I've done various things in the past, but I don't think I've ever done this, is really talk about one of the Aseres HaDibros, mostly Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Of course, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem that took you out of Egypt. This is pretty fundamental, and we'll talk a little bit more about it afterward, but obviously a very, very fundamental mitzvah. I have before me the Sefer HaChinuch. We've discussed it before. We're going to be doing Mitzvah Chaf Hei. So the Sefer HaChinuch is based on the Rambam, and Mitzvah Chaf Hei is Mitzvah Ha'amana B'Metzias Hashem, the mitzvah to believe in Metzias, the reality, or just Metzias Hashem, means to believe in Hashem. The mitzvah to believe in Hashem. He's going to discuss the mitzvah to have emuna and believe in Hashem. Well, how min sheish l'olam elo ka echad, to believe there is one Hashem. There is Hashem. Shen nehimsa kol anhimsa, that he is, this is the reality, the entire reality. Mikocho v'chetzo haya kol ma'asha that from his strength and from his will is everything that happens. Everything that happened, everything that will happen is Hashem. It's only Hashem. That's all in the Torah. He took us out of Egypt and gave us the Torah. It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Seisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Very interesting. One of the things I picked up on Sefer HaChinuch, he actually links, I guess according to the Rambam, not just the mitzvah to believe in Hashem, but the mitzvah to believe Hashem took us out of Egypt. It's as if it said, you should know and believe that there is Hashem. Kimilas Anochi Torah El Metzias, because Anochi teaches us the reality. And okay, so Anochi means Hashem. Hashem is here. Shamar Shere Se Sicha, and it says, I took you out. Omer Shalisa Lalavachem Lokachas Inyan Seiskan Azis Mitzrayim Makos Amitrim Derech Mikra. Oh, so why does it say Asher Se Sicha? So to remind you that this wasn't a chance. This Hashem took you out. Hashem took all of us out of Egypt. You should know that I took you out with a precision, just like Hashem promised Abraham Yaakov. So he always has the rule of the mitzvah. It does not need explanation. It's pretty obvious. It is well known and open to all. You saw that does, that this faith is the foundation of the religion, right? Obviously, Judaism is Hashem. Hashem, Hashem. Hashem is Judaism. Like, that's what Judaism is all about. Anybody doesn't believe this, is obviously denying the foundation and has no portion and or merit with the Jews. A person can always do Teshuvah, but for all practical purposes, the person has detached themselves from the Jewish people. What we would call today atheist. Somebody who's really mamish atheist has detached themselves. They can do Teshuvah, they can come back to Judaism, of course, but it means it's a complete detachment. I'm not going to get into the halacha now, it's just from a broad hashkafa, it's pretty obvious. The Indian ha'amanahu, and the idea of the faith, shikha benasho shem haskein, you should instill in yourself that this is the truth. You should not exchange this belief. I mean, you shouldn't think otherwise for a second. And even if somebody asks on you, you should answer it. Meaning to be able to say, I believe in Hashem. that you believe in his heart and nothing else. I feel Yomer Lahargo, and they're gonna tell you, they're gonna kill you. That you should strengthen and you should have the amuna in yourself to have the strength from to have the strength. With Sony Lamar, just like I wanted to say, just like he has said many times, you should fulfill the mouth, but the heart wants. So he seems to say a lot that the heart goes by the actions. And if you are meritorious to have a lot of chachma levavo, and to have in his heart and to understand with his eyes that he sees the wonders, that this is true and clear, and it's nothing else. I mean, you have it in your heart that this is the absolute truth, 100%, and there's nothing else. As you kind mitzvah to say that mitzvah me'mavchar, then you'll do the mitzvah me'mavchar, the choices mitzvah. Meaning, if you constantly understand and believe and understand and know Hashem, there's only Hashem and nothing else but Hashem. That is the mitzvah. Dinei mitzvah zu kigomash mechuyav lein lamin alav. So there are dinim, just like you're chayav to believe in it. Shekol. He can do anything, and his greatness, and all his greatness, and all his glory, and all his blessings are depend upon him. We do not have the power or the intelligence to meet Hashem's greatness or blessing. Because everything that he does is only for himself. It can only be done by himself. Everything that Hashem does is done by himself. And to rule upon ourselves, meaning to we should submit our ideas and our knowledge. Anything that's missing, anything that's complete comes from Hashem. And the idea is to come out of this, to know that Nimsa is reality. Hashem is here. It's Matthias. Shalem, he's perfect. Bilti guf, or koach guf, he doesn't have any body and no power of body. Ki gufim hasigun hachachstronos, because the body is a disadvantage. Yehu baruch hu lo yasigei omim yimenei hachachstro kama shemarnu. And he is Hashem, and just like we said, Shardivarim, Rabim, and Amarim, the Indian Zeh, there are other ideas behind this. Zeh, Kula, Mivarim, Sifra, Yodeh, Chachmas, Ha'elahus. These are all explained in the various Svarim of Chachma of Hashem. Ashra, Zilchim, Eleha. Fortunate the person that can get this, because then you would have completed this mitzvah in its clarity. Obviously, this applies to everybody. The overall that violates this chas v'shalom, and he has no portion, right? He's at least theoretically detached himself from Jewish people. This is one of the mitzvahs that obviously has no time. Because, of course, a person is always chayev to think of this. I'm actually just going to continue a little bit, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. I have in front of me Derech Hashem, and just within the first chapter, he talks a little bit about Hashem, and then we'll talk about the ideas that come out from these two texts. And I'll read it in English. Every Jew must believe and know that there exists a first being without beginning or end, who brought all things into existence and continues to sustain them. This being is God, Hashem. It's furthermore necessary to know that God's true nature cannot be understood at all by any being other than himself. The only thing that we know about him is that he is perfect in every possible way and devoid of every conceivable deficiency. These things are known by tradition from the patriarchs and prophets. The revelation at Sinai, which is this week's parsha, all Israel, meaning all the Jews, perceive them and gain a clear grasp of their true nature. They then taught them to the children, generation after generation, until this very day. Moshe thus commanded them, "You shall not forget the things that you saw with your own eyes, and you shall make them known to your children, to your children's children." These concepts can also be logically verified by demonstrable proofs. The veracity can be demonstrated from what we observe in nature and phenomenon. Very interesting, he says this. Through such scientific disciplines as physics and astronomy, certain basic principles can be derived on the basis of these clear evidence for these concepts deduced. We will not occupy ourselves with this, however, but we will rather set forth the well-known basic principles handed down by tradition. These will be presented in a thought-think, authentic framework arranged in a comprehensive manner. It is also necessary to know that God's existence is imperative. It's absolutely impossible that he should cease to exist. It's furthermore necessary to know that God's existence does not depend on anything at all. His existence is intrinsically imperative. It's likewise necessary to know that God, Hashem, is absolutely simple, having no parts to him. At the same time, all types of perfection are presented and contained in his being without being separate parts of it. He does continue, but we'll stop there in terms of his explanation, and I'll just talk a couple minutes. Obviously, the foundation and the core of Judaism is Emunas Hashem. Hashem exists. Without that very basic belief, Judaism essentially falls away. We sometimes keep mitzvahs by rote. Sometimes do various mitzvahs. We should try to constantly remember that everything is dependent and the connection to Hashem. There are many, many other machaver mitzvahs. There are many different types of style mitzvahs. And each one have their lessons, and each one have their ideas. But even for the most, in the Adam Lachaver mitzvahs, it is because Hashem said so. Hashem said, for example, in this week's parsha, don't kill, don't steal, whatever it is. These are been Adam Lachaver, which are dictated by Hashem. As to why Hashem gave the Torah, whatever, is not for now. But we should just keep in mind that, let's say, when we eat matzah or especially in Dubai, Adam Malakum mitzvahs, we eat matzah, or we shake a lulav, or we hear the shofar. We shouldn't just be thinking of the mitzvah, although that's, of course, extremely important. We should be thinking about Hashem. That's the whole purpose and idea of the mitzvah. When we shake a lulav, we should at least have some understanding that we're doing this for Hashem, in connection to Hashem, however we understand it. When we daven, obviously, it's not just about words, although it's important, it's about Hashem, the connection to Hashem. We talked about the seal in the past. And to be constantly thinking about Hashem is the mitzvah, and for those that do so, I really think that they gain not only a profound understanding of the world, of Hashem, they are happier people, I think. And it is certainly imperative that Judaism rests upon constant munas. Of course, a lifelong effort may not happen right away. It may be in different twists and turns, but to be constantly thinking about Hashem, to increase our awareness of Hashem's presence and its perfection is something that's the lifelong work. This is Eli Naiman, wishing everybody brachas, welcome to learning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Shu'a Tov. Thank you.